creation.
What am I reaching? There are two versions of the creation of Adam and Eve. Very beginning. Thank you, President. Are you really Kim Saw the Bitsamo? Several of the boroughs. Just not so Adam. Adam is Guf and Neshama, both. And his Neshama is at Tzelem Elokim. The entire world, cosmos, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created, the physical world, the spiritual world, and the two separate worlds, and it's only Adam and Rishon who bridges the two. And Mimela, we as human beings, vicious. And the second version of the creation of Adam and Rishon. And even before it gets, Eilat Toldo Shemayim v'Ha'aretz v'Hi Borom. Toldo Shemayim v'Ha'aretz. The Rashi says, "Lamed choshe kulam nivru biyom rishon." Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything on the first day. The Rambam in Nevuchim quotes the Medrash Tanchuma that says, "Like a farmer." He puts different seeds. Some seeds will grow after a month, some after 3 months, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with a lot of different potentials that, and all the building blocks were there from the very beginning. So the word Bara is Yesh Me'ayin, and only Bara is the very beginning. Behi Baram, says Rashi. Behe Boros, wearing Menachas. The problem with all of the various analyses of how the world came into being is they look at it as a totally physical process. Chazal looked at it differently. And the whole spiritual process, and the result was the creation of the physical world. Yom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz Rishamayim. Where is Hashem Elokim? That Yudke Vovke is Rachmin. Elokim is Din. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs this world with a balance of Rachmin and Din. Now, it's a very important part. You all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created planet Earth, he created in a way very. We have an interesting phenomenon. That we need moisture for life. Without moisture, there can be no life. We get our moisture from the rain, and it's a process. The waters and the oceans evaporate, and comes rain and flows back into the oceans. Gemara in Taina says, there are three maftechos in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three things that all the science in the world never be able to explain. All physical causation will never be able to explain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it directly. Rabbi Price, you sit at the entrance and people coming in. Not everyone comes in early, but Rabbi, you didn't. So when people come in, they'll be bumping into you. You're invited further in the room.
I appreciate that.
So, what does that mean? Means, and what are the three? Rain, when a woman goes into childbirth, and Tchiyas HaMeis. And Arayon, as much as the weather predicts this, that, can never really predict rain. And why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that way? Everything else in nature goes at an automatic laws in nature. You put something into the ground, you water it, something comes out. But there's one thing that all of life is dependent on that is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct control. And that's why I told you. But we can tell him the same thing. The people who come in late shouldn't sit next to the door, because the next guy who comes in late is going to be bumping into you. So move further in. Plenty of space. Now, all the way in, Rabbi. Okay. So Rashi says, Elohim tir Hashem lukim Odom ein lavus adom alein maki betovot shokram. Rashi says that it also wants us to realize that the most basic part of life is not going to come that automatically. We're absolutely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch. Now, given Corona, I'm sure most of you haven't traveled too much extensively over this country. If you take, you go on the road out towards Yericho to the Yam HaMelech, find all of a sudden this massive desert. Read the Psukim. In times of Bais Rishon, that was a very green, fertile area. After Korban Bais Rishon, became desolate. What happened? The winds moved differently. All of a sudden, no rain ever falls there. And Apostle says that's testimony to the Korban, to the Korban. We have to see it. We can see it with our eyes. Until there are human beings, Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged that the world, there was a period, first 5.5 days, before the region was created. And it was plant life and everything. But there was no one to daven for, to experience the fact that everything in life is dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we had Yalim and Arad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that point, arranged an automatic system of a mist that would bring moisture to the world. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, Ofam and Adoma. Okay. Where did he create him? Down the street in Harabias. Vayitak Shem Elokim Gandhi Eidim Mikedim. Gan Eden is a real place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this real place. And he took Adam HaRishon from there, from Harabayis, and put him in Gan Eden. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim minu Adoma, who aids Nechmo l'mayra tov l'macha. And this had every conceivable thing. Then it gives us all of the geographical descriptions of where it is. Vayikach Hashem Elokim etzo Odom vayanechenu b'gan Eden. Took out Adam HaRishon and he put him in Gan Eden. Lo'ovdo l'shomro. Now, here is a very important pick of the Rebbe lesson. Bigger the Rebbe Lezer is the first sefer that was ever written. Torah Shabbat. And remember Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, that's a kasha. And the kasha, it asks, yes, really take a look at Hagimonos and Nozio. The whole goal, creating an automation, then giving him this ideal life in Gan Eden. There's nothing else to be a farmer. Couldn't be. Take a look at Gunas and Minus, at Gunas and Minus, let's say. Ashe be Ganusa Gan Eden, they have a plach ba raisa, lo of the means for him to be able to learn Torah. The mint of Bukudur sent to fulfill all the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Gan Eden was a place where the human being had everything prepared for him. He didn't have to worry. He didn't have to worry about food. He didn't have to worry about shelter. There was no concept of clothes. Ideal life. No worries. So what do you do with your life? What you deal with your life is plach barais. You use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the goal of the human being was spend his time in this world in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. What happened here? What? Oh, one bump went off. It's not the fuse. The fuse, everything would have gone up. Okay. The fuse. Okay. But having everything available to a human being is very dangerous, as we'll see. By itself, the human beings have to know to live with restrictions. By itself, Hashem lo kima lo odom lema. I told them, we call Eitz Hagan Ochotolcha. Can eat from anything and everything. Wait, Hadas Tovara lo solcha mimena. Yom acholcha mimena most tomas. It is. You cannot live a life without restrictions. That's the problem of the world today. You want to live lives without restrictions, whatever you want. And there are restrictions. The Yom Achochemena most Thomas. Means you'll be a bar mitzvah. We'll see and understand. Understanding the Chet of Adam Rishon, Gan Eden, the whole story of Gan Eden, is one of the foundations and fundamentals of understanding what Torah is about. Esther the way is a connector. Created Chava. By Yitzhak Hashem Elokim in the Odom, or Kochayas Hassod of Eiz Kolof Hashemayim. By Yovel Odom Liros, by Yikolo, by Cholash Yikolo Odom, O Shema. Odom Arishan understood the entire Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understood this world, understood the function of everything in this world. Anything in this world that was created has a purpose, has a function. The Medrash. Dovra Melech was very bothered by spider webs. He couldn't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created spider webs. What's necessary? So he was running away from Shaul. He was in a cave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged a bunch of spiders should be there. Make a web across the entrance. The soldiers came looking for him. Well, and his life was saved because they figured he couldn't be in there because there's such a thick web, must have been there forever. Someone came up to me yesterday with a kasha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create snails? whatever it is, everything in this world has a purpose. Doesn't mean we always understand the purpose. Adam Rishon, by giving a name, was able to identify what the purpose of this member of the animal kingdom is in the world. Everything has a purpose. That's why Rambam writes Mor Nevuchim. Hakocha Pratis applies to individuals. Every individual, human being in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oversees what happens to him. Animals, on the one hand, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu oversee what happens to each individual? That is because we all have Bechira Chofshis, we have Mitzvahs and Averis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs our lives because we do have Bechira Chofshis. Animals don't have Bechira Chofshis. Bosek says he manages animals. So the Rambam says, that's Kim Hamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, there's no Hashgacha Pratis about this cat or that cat or the other cat or every individual cat. There is no Hashgacha Pratis about that, but cats perform a function in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and he makes sure that there'll be cats in this world. No difference, cat A, B, C, D, F, G. And he was able to identify the reason and the purpose and the function of every member of the animal kingdom. Well, all the Lamotse is connected, but in the animal kingdom, in all of their functions, it wasn't going to be a spark. That wasn't there. Members of the animal kingdom could cook for him, could distance, but couldn't be an Asa connector. Marriage. Never forget this. What marriage is. Marriage is your partner in life. It's a shutfus in building a life together. Someday it'll be in Shidduchim. I'll be looking for a partner in life. How does Adam have a partner in life? So it says. Etzem me'atzom, bosom ipsom, zosi kariyish. Another human being. Only another human being. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this human being, this other human being, one created separately from him. That's one unit. Husband and wife are one unit. Now we have the story of Eitz Hadas. Everything in this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu created had a purpose. And the ultimate purpose was the human being. The ultimate purpose of the human being was Lo Avdo Hashem, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Torah. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, call Eitz Hagan Ochel Tocha. We need limitations. There is interesting medrash. Homon min haTorah minayin. Where is the remez to homon in the Torah? It says, Hamin ho Eitz. Talk about the Eitz Hadas. What does one have to do with the other? Very simple. Where was Haman's downfall? Haman was the richest, the most powerful person in the Persian Empire, 127 million years. And everyone bowed down to him. There was one Jew who wouldn't bow down to him. One Jew who wouldn't bow down to him. And what does Haman say? Kol zeh ein shov li, nothing is worth anything to me until this Jew bows down to me. And that was his downfall. People want everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't have everything. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Adam Rishon? You can eat everything, but you have to know there's one thing you can't eat. You can't have everything in this world. what Homan's downfall, all the Mauritians downfall, all came from things. People want everything. People want something without limitation. The world has limitations. Now, Vanocha Shayaru, a very specific type of animal. We don't know exactly what it is. But Tomo Isha, Afghan Elkin Loso from Goya Sagan. We can eat from everything. But we have to stay away from it. It's Pentamus. Lo Thomas. Yom HaChochem in Menu v'nifkuch v'nech in your eyes will be open. V'yisem kilu kim yodei tovara. Now here is a very famous Rambam, which is the basis of a tremendous amount of machshava. And that is tovara. What distinguishes a human being from an animal among the things? You have a sense of morality. There's good and bad. Animal just reacts to stimuli. There's no sense of tovara. So, someone asked the Rambam the following question. Adam Rishon was punished for eating from the Eitz HaDaas. And what was the punishment? The greatest gift you can give a human being, a sense of tovara. You don't punish someone by giving him a gift. That was the question. Very powerful question. The Rambam answers like this. And this will take us. Vatevi Ha'isha. What did the woman see? What did she want to get out of eating the Eitz HaDaas from the Eitz HaDaas? She should have everything except the Eitz HaDaas. Everything except the Eitz HaDaas. The three types of pleasure human beings get. Physical pleasure. One type of pleasure. Other people get pleasure by seeing a beautiful something, beautiful scenery, beautiful painting, listening to a beautiful symphony. Called aesthetic pleasure. The pleasure of beauty. And there's another type of pleasure people get. Some intelligent people get pleasure if they understand something with a clarity. Tov ha'etz l'malcho, physical pleasure. Sabu and Raim, beautiful, aesthetic pleasure. Nechon ha'etz l'has will give you great understanding. Intellectual pleasure. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world to be used for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Free from every distraction, to be single-mindedly focused on Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this world is to be used as a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, what did the woman say? I want pleasure for pleasures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said pleasures, Asimo. Unbelievable. Mamer Chazal. Yalta Ishus Rav Nachman. Wife of Rav Nachman says, everything, every food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's awesome. There's another food that tastes just the same. What was her point? She went tasting all the foods in the world. She didn't go tasting all the foods in the world. Point was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, I don't want you have tasty food. You want taste X? There's a way of doing it. Mutter? There's a way of doing it. It's awesome. You have to know you're living with limitations. She says, the chal, the udder of a cow. You want to know what both of a chal tastes like? You can eat chal. You want to know what this tastes like? It says, what this tastes like? It says, she's giving parallels. Not the taste that's awesome. You can have a different one, but it's limitations. Person lives with limitations. Pleasure, pursuit of pleasure for pleasure's sake itself, leads person to drop a sense of any limitation. And that is what Chava was after, and that's what destroys people. An unlimited pursuit of pleasure without limitations. And what's destroying the world today? That's what the world's all about today. Hatemish Batikach Mipiria Matoch. Now, Batikagam Ishi Imo Vayocha. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shembli Neder next week. We'll try to understand this whole story, what the Rambam did with the story, which is very important. So, Mitzvah Shembli Neder next week. Thank you.